You're listening to Saycon Talks with Saycon Simbla. Greetings. Yes. Hello. Hello. It's Saycon. And yes, you are listening to Saycon Talks. I just made myself a cup of tea. And this episode is coming out of order as I am preparing another episode regarding the Black Lives Matter movement, the uprising. But right now, I actually want to talk about something a little bit more personal. And if you follow the podcast, Saycon Talks Podcast, follow my YouTube, maybe even subscribe to that old blog that I need to dust off. you know, you may know some of the things, the types of things that I like to chat about. I'll start off with what I'm sipping on. This tea that I'm sipping on, the ingredients are vine green tea, rhizoma lanusticei, cassia seed, and mulberry leaves. Oh, so I believe that cassia is probably going to cleanse the bowels. Was that the smoothest way to say that in a podcast without disturbing you? So this tea, I gave you the ingredients before I told you the title of the tea, because I don't want to alarm anyone, but I buy things that are preventative measures. Okay, this is a preventative measure. This tea is for preventing and for keeping the balance of the blood pressure. It's a blood pressure priority tea is the name of this tea. I believe I bought this tea in or near Chinatown in New York City. And I'm actually drinking it out of a black cup that I have. It says Build AOL. I got this cup just by asking, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. I asked, hey, can I have one of these cups? And they said, sure. When I did an interview for AOL Build, promoting a play I did last summer called The Secret Life of Bees. Anyway, I am going to have a little sip of this tea, and we'll be right back to talk about friendship and community.
Follow Saycon Simbla on Twitter. Like Saycon Simbla on Facebook.
This tea has a sort of a grassy kind of taste to it. Now, not grassy like wheatgrass or anything like that, but just want to describe it. You know, sometimes teas are more nutty. Sometimes they have more of I always say certain chais have they taste like pumpkin pie, probably because of the nutmeg or the cardamom. But this one has a kind of grassy, slightly earthy taste, I would say. But it's nice, you know. I don't always want everything all super sweet with honey and all that stuff. You know, you gotta, you know, detox from all that too much sweets. Not saying I haven't had sweets, because honey, I have a sweet tooth. The reason I started this podcast, I was just thinking about what on earth possessed me to start a podcast, considering I'm so private. I'm a very private person. I'm sure I get that from my mother. I don't want people to be in my business or know my comings and goings. You'll notice that if any of you follow me on social media, on my Instagram, you know, I post a moment or two of myself, but it's usually career type stuff, or it might be, you know, things revolving around places I've been or people I was around, that kind of thing. But You know, I don't post a whole lot of truly personal things or personal thoughts. And, you know, that's just by my choice. Now, I know a lot of people that really get really personal with full out soliloquies and post on their pure thoughts on what they believe and what's happening, what's going on. I mean, even before the movement, the surgeons, this, you know, this uprising, even before this, you know, there were a lot of people who would just really post a lot of opinions. But I recognize that, yeah, I'm very private. But I think I decided to start a podcast because I was looking for my tribe, you know, and I'm presuming that if you are listening to this podcast, if you do follow Saycon Talks YouTube, or if you listen to the Saycon Talks podcast, that there's something about you that you feel you can relate to me, my sense of humor, my sense of seriousness, my sense of fun, flirtation, my sense of joy. I'm not sure how much of my sense of sadness or anything like that that you've seen. I haven't really displayed a lot of that, maybe a tear or two. but I recognize that I started this podcast, you know, not necessarily with a pure focus on fame and fortune, but wanting to utilize my talents. You know, I've been a voiceover artist and an actor and a speaker, you know, for some years. So, yeah, of course, utilizing my talents to build my career, to make money. But also, I really started this podcast and this whole YouTube thing. I started it to find my community, to find my people. You know, I have never been one that was super focused on going to the club and going, yeah, we're going to get fucked up tonight. Like going to get fucked up and, you know, smoking. I don't smoke. I rarely drink. Now, shouldn't say rarely. Maybe I drink a couple times a month. You know, I'm allergic to wine. You guys, I'm allergic to wine. I know. It sucks. It sucks because the culture around wine is so beautiful. I still want to go to a winery and go to where people go when they stomp the grapes, you know. I still want to experience that regardless of my low tolerance to wine. It gives me a terrible headache. I mean, and I know you're over there right now compiling a list of wines that you say won't do that to me. But because I make my living with my voice, you know, a part of my living with my voice, singing, speaking and whatnot, I've always been so careful with it that, you know, after enough experiences of always trying, try this one, try that one, try this one, try that one, I just, the swelling, the hoarseness, whatever, it just wasn't worth it. Anyway, I am... actually, wineries and, smoking, drinking, partying, all of these types of situations are situations that will bring groups together. Churches, book clubs, and whatnot. I wonder if you can hear this train going by. I hear this train. It's kind of loud. I hope it's not going into the microphone. But all of these types of things are, you know, social things that bring people together. And little old me, I just like drinking tea. You know, I used to love reading books. And now my book reading, it's coming back a little bit lately, the last few months, but for many years, my book reading changed a lot. But I found that wanting to talk to people about the things that were on my mind, you know, has been a part of bringing me back into this bringing me into this podcast space and bringing me to this talk space. I've always loved talk shows. You'll see an episode of Saycon Talks YouTube that I'm uploading is sort of about how I got into YouTube in the first place, which will probably seem a little odd, but I am getting somewhere with this thing. I am at this kind of a crossroads where I have always moved around based on my work, gone to where I needed to go based on my work. And I've spent many, many years living in the same place because of a specific type of work that I was doing, which included a great deal of Broadway and theater. And definitely not saying that I wouldn't do theater again, because I absolutely would, absolutely will. But I don't know if my tribe is really in New York City. Is it? I'm not gonna hum. There's no word hum for this entire segment. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm back. I'm back. Yeah. The question I asked was, I was really thinking, like, is New York really the place for me? I'll be completely honest. I have been pondering this thought for many years. When I first moved to New York, it was a big, big change for me. I had been touring a great deal. And then I grew to love it and get used to it. And then my career became all about Broadway, the Broadway. And then life was waking me up to the realities of what being on Broadway means, which many of you will be finding out in the upcoming days as you see certain coalitions and groups and different things coming out during this time of BLM, #BLM. And, you know, New York began to feel very different from me. I'm sure if I were in a different socioeconomic group, perhaps it would feel, I don't know. I have a really mixed group of people that I'm around because of my career in entertainment. I find myself around the richest of the rich and the poorest of the poor. This is what happens when you're an artist or a musician or a vocalist or, you know, a creative artist. You find yourself around, you know, the people who support the arts, the patrons to the arts, or the artists who sometimes are starving artists or sometimes are filthy rich. And, you know, hey, I always say there's a whole lot, you know, as far as actors go, there's a whole lot between that guy standing on the corner in a chicken suit and Denzel Washington. And I'm somewhere smack dab in the middle, you know, as a working actress. Finding friends as an adult in this business is not the easiest thing. I'll tell you, when I talk to friends who are not in the entertainment business, everyday people, my favorite everyday people, you know, non-glitzy, glammy, non-performing artisty, you know, everyday people, all talk about it being difficult to find friends. I think I mentioned that briefly in the episode that I did called Adulting is Hard. If you haven't heard it, please go back and take a listen to it. And leave a voicemail message if you'd like, which you can do through this Anchor link. I find that making friends in this city has been very interesting, because everybody's in a hurry. Everybody has somewhere to go, and people have such different values, such different thoughts about what's important and what's valuable, and, you know, about taking time. And anybody who takes time, you know, to a certain extent, you don't get respect, because everybody thinks that you're maybe they think you're bullshitting. They think you're trying to, I don't know what it is that people think about people who take their time. And I happen to be one of those people. For the most part, I like to take my time. There are certain situations where I don't. Another little sip of tea. There are situations where I don't take my time. But for the most part, I love to take my time. And so this is what draws me to simple, lovely, kind-hearted people. Those are the type of people I like to be around. I've never fared well with people who love, quote, shade. And I have to be really specific when I say this, because as a voyeur, I will certainly sit on the outside and watch it on TV. I'll watch it on, like, on YouTube, for example. I'll watch a gossip channel. I'll watch a really dry, you know, comedian. You know, I watch some stuff, okay? I love a good shock jock. I love it. It's fascinating. I love it. I like to listen to it. I love the rawness of it. You know, the Star Report, you know, it depends on the person. Some people I like more than others, but I listen to a lot of stuff. But I wouldn't necessarily call those people my tribe either. I tend to function in a more sweet type of zone. And so this type of sweetness can be a turnoff for some people. They think you're weak when you're super sweet. And I'm highly aware of it. I can always tell when people are trying to play me because they think I'm so nice. Or I'm getting on their nerves because they think I'm so nice. Yeah, that one's a hoot. You know, people get on my nerves when they're too nice too. So don't get me wrong. I get it. But I'm trying to figure out this tribe thing. I'm trying to figure this thing out. And I have come to the conclusion that I need to move. That I need to find myself in a new city. Now, of course, I'm an actress, so the first thing that comes to mind. Ooh, I just bit my tongue. Sorry, guys. Sorry, ladies and gents. The first thing that comes to mind for most people, because I'm an actor, is that I should live in Los Angeles. But I'm always thinking I want to be in an unconventional type of city. I like to quote, I can paraphrase an interview that I saw with Whitney Houston a few years ago. And in this interview, Whitney said, you know, she said something like, you ever just want to, what did she say? She said, do you ever just want to move to a small island and have a little coconut stand? You know, she said, I think she was like, just me and my daughter, we just move, you know, live on an island and have a coconut stand and sell coconuts. Something like that. That's my Whitney impression. God rest her soul. But you know, I believe it was Diane Sawyer, whomever it was, Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters, whomever it was, she, I think she may have thought that Whitney was just kidding. But I was thinking, now, and mind you, my life, my lifestyle is nowhere near the level of Whitney Houston's lifestyle. But I humbly offer that on a minor scale, my lifestyle is that, in that I am a singer, an actress, a showgirl. I live my life performing for people, getting dressed, putting on makeup, you know, outfits, standing in front of people, doing presentations, presenting myself, auditioning, memorizing lines, you know, trying to stay cute, trying to stay fit, trying, you know, it's, hey, you know, I'm not on Whitney's level in that way, but I do make my living doing this. And I thought about that coconut stand too. And all of this, mind you, is well before the uprising, okay? In fact, the uprising slowed me down from some of my plans. The uprising, our health concerns about the virus that was going around, everybody's been covering up to prevent, staying home, quarantining to prevent, all that has made me think twice about, you know, how I'm going to be moving, how I should live in the next year, you know. But I'm certainly processing it. I'm certainly processing what life would be like in a different city, a less conventional city. What do you think? Hey, what's up, Saycon Talks listeners? Don't forget to search Saycon or search Saycon Cymbalo to hear my music. Download it, play it, stream it, enjoy it. Please support. Thanks again for listening. So, one of my good Judies, as they say, one of my good girlfriends, she and I were having a conversation about this. I decided to, mention it to her because of how I've been pondering a move, and because, you know, most of the time people move, most moves are associated with career or love, right? And for the first time in my life, I'm contemplating a move that has nothing to do with a man, and it also has nothing to do with my career. The career and the man options are sort of secondary to the main focus of the move, which is a fresh, enjoyable, wonderful environment. Not saying that that's not here in New York, because that absolutely is here in New York. But I want a new environment to find to be my home base. But so actually the topic for this segment is not even specifically about the home base thing, but I do want to talk about girlfriends or friend girls, home girls, Judies, you know, buddies, even boys, like your boy, like good friends, you know. I did an interview just a couple of days ago. No, not even a couple of days ago. Wait, when did I do that interview? It was Sunday. This past Sunday, I did an interview. You all have to go out and look for this interview, okay? The interview is going to be, it's on Instagram. And the interview was with a young woman who I met a couple years ago when I was hosting the WASH Gala. Which is a gala to raise funds for Liberian water, water pumps and water filtration systems, etc. So, this young woman, her name is Shawana Cashel, and she's a wonderful woman. I'm actually going to have her on my show. I'm going to do an interview with her as well. So look forward to that. But I want you to watch this interview, because we did a full hour live interview, and she's posted it in her Instagram stories. Her Instagram IGTV. And I'm looking at her bio now, helping you get life-changing results. She's a mentor, and wife of Devon Solomon. Watch my IGTV for gems. Follow me. Live your brand. Hashtag live your brand. Hashtag Cashel. She's lovely. Anyway, I met her a while ago and we always said that I was going to do something like an interview or something with her. And so we finally had a chance to do that. And there was a little moment where she asked me, that was a full introduction about Shawna Cashel. Okay. Shawna. I'm going to get her correct pronunciation when I talk to her again. But she asked me this question. She said, in your success, as your career has been building, have you felt the issue of friends falling away, not liking, not tagging, not posting your things, not promoting? She didn't even mention really promoting. She just mentioned, you know, the loss of friends and the loss of friendship as you build your friendship. She mentioned that to me. I mean, I'm sorry, not as you build your friendship, as you build your business, as you build your career, as you elevate. Okay, let me take a little sip of tea. Let me calm down. I get excited, y'all. Let me calm down. So, and I want to finish this up because it's a beautiful day. I want to go outside to the park. And I need to make a thumbnail for my for my next YouTube video that's coming out this evening. But so I thought to myself, not off the grip, not off the top of my head. There was an instance where, and I'm hoping that this happens more. I'm trying to get people to sign up for my email list, and I have an old email list. I haven't had an assistant compiling it for me, and so this new virtual assistant, she sent out this email blast. And at the top, I put very prominently, please unsubscribe if you don't want to be a part of this list. Honey, I totally get it. People I love, you know, send me stuff and I don't want to be on it, or they send it to the wrong email. You know, I'm one of those people. I have an email that I use for parties and events. I have an email that I use for business auditions and stuff and correspondence. And then I have an email that I use for my social media stuff. You know, like, you know, I like to compartmentalize. So there were several people who unsubscribed, but there was one young lady who unsubscribed. And I remember at the time, the last time I saw her was at an audition. And I wondered, did she unsubscribe because she didn't want to see me or see my face, you know, because I had gotten a role that she was also being considered for. And we're not super good friends. She's not a good Judy, as we would say. But that was one of the times that I was like, Now, mind you, I'm encouraging people. I'm actually going to send a new email out soon, encouraging people. Please, if you don't want to be on the list, please unsubscribe. Because, you know, you have to pay for those subscribers. It's kind of like, if you're not coming to the wedding, let me know so that I can take you off the list. Because these plates are expensive. You know what I mean? When you planning a big party, formal party, wedding, gala, brunch, luncheon, brunch, whatever. Those plates are expensive, you know. So that was one of the brief moments that popped into my head. But I was thinking in general about a message that I heard on what is this young lady? She's one of my favorite femininity YouTubers, Michaela Pink. Michaela Pink, she did a post where she said, she did a talk where she said, she was saying the level up is difficult. The level up, you know, you will lose friends on the level up. And when she talked about this, I found it very, you know, interesting, because she talked about how I totally just dropped something. Sorry. She talked about how as you improve on your life, start to dress better, start to think better, talk better, you know, possibly, you know, just move in different circles, make more money, there may be women who won't support you. And she mentioned that your biggest supporters will then be strangers. And then you will upgrade into a new level. So it might be there's a transition phase where you'll be uncomfortable. And then the next phase will upgrade into a new set of friends, a new set of mentors, a new set of whomever. She even, I know it was so kind of sad. There were some women in the comments who were mentioning, you know, their mothers even having a problem with their decisions to change how they dress, change how they eat. You know, I could do a whole podcast on eating and friendship. I think I will. But just when you, when you're changing and growing, a lot of times your friends, your close friends, or even your environment may not change and grow with you. And you may have to move physically, literally, you may have to move. And I appreciated Michaela's sentiment regarding that. It's a tough cookie, but it's something that does happen. The changing of friendships, you know, your conversations are different, you know. So I'll just say I appreciate you all listening to this podcast. It is so much about finding my tribe. I'm hoping to have more women followers. I do have a lot of women followers. I'm looking at the analytics. I see that about 60% of my followers are women, but I notice that the women are not as vocal. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, as I mold and shape the tone of the show, mold and shape the tone of what I'm doing, just trying to figure out, you know, I want it to be a thing about women. I want to talk women's issues. I want to feel comfortable doing that. I was considering creating another platform regarded towards that. Technically, I actually have created that other platform. I'm just tweaking the logo now. And on that platform, I could just go a little bit more hardcore on women's issues, women's topics, women's thoughts, because this particular following seems to be really 50-50, you know, and, you know, 40-60, that type of thing. But ladies, how are we in the friendship making department? How are you in the friendship making department? How do you respond when a woman says something kind to you? Do you receive it? Do you trust women? Do you trust other women? You know, I can't tell you how many times I love reposting people's stuff, right? I feel like my page, my Instagram, yes, it's my page, right? For, you know, to promote my career, my lifestyle, blah, 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 blah. But I often, if something is dope, I repost it. I put it in my stories, other people's stuff in my stories. And I always get people thanking me like, oh my God, thank you, sis. I can't believe you posted that. You know, there's actually a market for people to pay you to post inside of your stories for them. And some of the posts I've done have gotten me free products just because I was like, oh, I like this. And they send me some more because, you know, people have purchased things because of a post that I made, you know, so I'm just like supportive, you know. But how do you all feel about that? Are you supportive? Are you supportive of people or friends? You know, do you, women in particular, you know, how do you grow and change and support your women? You know, my cousin just bought one of my, she bought something from my store. She just bought some merch from my store, my Saycon Talks merch. She bought it from the Saycon store, SayconStore.com, shameless plug. But I felt the same way. I was like, oh, thank you. I sent her all these GIFs and emojis because I was just so pleased and thankful that she thought of me. She meant to do it, she said, last month. And it made me so pleased, even in the midst of everything that's going on, that she thought of me, you know. So how do you support? How do you make friends? Do you nurture your friendships? Are you afraid of women? I think that's going to be its own podcast, baby. We may have to do its own podcast or a series on that. Because I'm super friendly and I want friends that want to talk about the types of things that I want to talk about, that want to, you know, go to the places I want to go. I want more friends, you know. My good friends, a lot of them, you know, people are married, people are separated, people living in different states, different towns, whatever. But I really want to nurture and massage the friendships and Because that's a part of community. So yeah, I've always had I've always been a little weary about large groups, you know, being in large groups, in big crowds. Okay, except for when it involves a concert. I can stand a large crowd just to be able to be at a concert because I love music and I like the feeling of joy of everybody singing along. And I do like a convention or a festival because you're in a big space and there's people roaming around as they please. But like those really huge gatherings, like you know, like what's going on right now, the protests or marches, or like I've gone a couple of times. I've gone to the ball drop New Year's Eve celebration. You know, like things like that. Those types of celebrations and gatherings have been like, ooh, you know, can make me a little nervous, just a little. Right. But right now, I was literally just telling a friend of mine, I'm very clearly sensing a desire for community in a way that I haven't in many years of my life. And I'll say this really specifically because my career has made me a loner. Let me tell you, when you are a standby and you're standing by for a show and everybody's on stage, but the only part you play is the lead and the lead is in, they're well, they're cool. So you're just, you know, that's how I found myself always on YouTube and always, you know, reading books and trying to produce something and writing songs and different things like that. You know, also being a loner makes it so that, you know, when you are dating someone romantically, you need space sometimes. And if you're with someone who wants to be, you know, all up on you. And now, don't get me wrong. I love love. I love love, you know. But I also really enjoy sort of this free spirit moment to be able to kind of roam around, you know, and not being able to do that or feeling smothered can be problematic. But right now, I'm really seeking community. And not in a temporary sort of way. And I'll say this is different because every city that I've lived in and I've lived and or traveled to, and I've traveled to quite a few because of my touring life and my career and whatnot, you know, I've always been able to kind of get out there and do my own thing. But lately I see myself looking to people and groups of people and their communities and seeing how they gather, you know. I mean, I can't say, it's two things. I have absolutely been thinking about this well before quarantine, well before any of this. But I can't say that it hasn't been enhanced by sheltering in place here alone, you know, by myself. It made me really recognize how much of my lifestyle revolves around meeting friends or not even necessarily, even if I wasn't meeting up with friends, just going into the city, you know, going to places, stores, you know, museums, events, you know, presentations, readings, you know, different things like that. All of that is has been a part of my lifestyle. And I'm saying as if everyone who's listening has not been affected. But I'm sure many of you, I would say most people do live with people or are around people a lot, or they belong to some type of group or church or some kind of organization, you know. But I am definitely seeking a sense of community, and I hope that this Saycon Talks podcast, you know, these tea drinkings and these little chats, which I'm going to get a little bit more deep into and continue to dive in. I have an interview coming up that I hope you all can look forward to. You know, these diving into topics and enjoying this conversation is a part of community. And I hope that you find a little bit of community with me, because I am certainly, certainly hoping to find it with you. I appreciate you for listening. I'm Saycon. Have a great day.
Visit SaycanSimblo.com. You're listening to Saycon Talks with Saycon Simblo. Honey Wax.